This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The House Community and Regional Affairs Committee heard testimony yesterday on a bill that would make 20 Alaska Native languages official state languages. Right now, English is the only official language of the state. The prime sponsor of House Bill 216, Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, says the bill doesn't set any new requirements, but is still important.
It's not just symbolic. It's an acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. It's a recognition. The recognitions of the existence, the validity, the legality, it's an acceptance. And that is what I ask for you in as a lead prime sponsor, is it's way more than just symbolic.
The committee heard testimony from dozens of people, all speaking in favor of the bill. Selena Everson of the Alaska Native Sisterhood introduced herself in Tlingit. She says people in their 60s and 70s and older remember when they were punished for speaking their native language.
Our language is our culture. It's our life. And we were once forbidden to speak our language. It hurt so many of us. I have a 90-year-old man that still cries when he talks about being forbidden to speak his own language in his own land.
University of Alaska Southeast Languages Professor Lance Twitchell says those practices and the effects of society in general looking down on people who spoke a native language had their effect. He says fewer than 1,000 people speak their native languages, most of them in their 70s and older. He says cultural genocide has affected the well-being of natives.
I see dying languages and escalating suicides and rates and think, how can those things not be connected?
Annette Evans-Smith introduced herself in Yupik and Athabascan, the languages of both sides of her family. She's the president and CEO of the Alaska Native Heritage Center and a member of the Alaska Native Language Advisory Council. Evans-Smith says knowing their language and culture helps youth succeed.
Evidence exists that shows when our young people are connected to their culture and to our languages, they do better in school, they make better life choices. So there's incredible success between language programs in promoting health and wellness for Indigenous people.
Substance abuse counselor Tony Weber of Juneau and several other people said recognizing and honoring Alaska Native languages will help Natives heal, build their self-esteem, and build a sense of community. Miguel Rohrbacher says the bill will benefit all Alaskans, not just Natives.
I'm not an Alaska Native, but I want to talk about why this bill is important for all Alaskans and not just particular Alaska Natives. This last year at school, I'm a student at the University of Alaska Southeast. I've had the opportunity to take Tlingit language and be part of that language learning community. And it's been incredibly important in my life, and I've seen how integral to understanding Tlingit culture and Alaska Native culture is the language is. All those values and all those priorities are embodied in the language, are embedded in the language.
Committee co-chair Representative Ben Nagyak of Koktovik spoke in favor of the bill, but also said Alaska Natives who are fluent in their native language need to step up and teach others.
We in our generation are complicit, if not, in not keeping our language alive to our young ones. But we must change course. We must change that course. We must talk to our young people. Start to talk to our young people in our native languages. We must continue to do that until our languages are all, everybody in our communities are fluent in the language.
House Bill 216 passed out of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. It now goes to the House State Affairs Committee. A Division of Elections tally shows a petition to increase Alaska's minimum wage has the required number of signatures to be placed on the ballot in the August 19th general election. The act would raise Alaska's minimum wage to $8.75 per hour effective January 1st, 2015, then add another dollar in 2016. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.